good morning and a very good morning to Asaduddin Owaisi and a palmful of water to Modi's army. By only a palmful, you will know after I've told you about why the parliament was the most disgusting place in India yesterday and why that's not just a sign of times to come, but one can also now with confidence say that the constitutional disrobing has begun. Seneca, a non-Vedic philosopher living in 46 BC, had said, "Religion is regarded by the common people as true, by the wise as false, and by the rulers as useful." It is 19 June, the year is 2019 AD, but the rules of religious entrapment haven't changed, though we would like to believe we are the world's biggest democracy, or at least we were. A parliament which is blind to heckling of religious minorities, is it even worth the respect which it was designed to deserve? Targeted heckling of opposition, particularly Muslim MPs, attempts at intimidation by shouting religious slogans as they were taking their oaths of office. Now, majoritarian bullying on the most solemn of constitutional occasions was going on yesterday, and this is Modi 2.0. Now, if they can bully Asaduddin Owaisi, a member of parliament, and you continue to deny that regular Muslims are bullied and harassed on the streets of India, you're either blind, fools, or liars. Two phrases have been successfully able to reach parliament: Jai Shri Ram and Allahu Akbar. Well, yesterday, treasury benches chanted Jai Shri Ram every time a prominent opposition politician came forward to take the oath, the second day of the swearing-in of newly elected members of parliament. Now, UPA chairperson Sonia Gandhi, AIMIM leader Asaduddin Owaisi, and all members of the opposition from West Bengal faced loud chants when they walked up to be sworn in as MPs. Gandhi chose to ignore the chants and took her oath in Hindi. Owaisi ended his oath by saying, "Jai Bhim, Takbir Allahu Akbar, Jai Bhim." At one point, interrupting BJP MP Arun Kumar Sagar while he was chanting Jai Shri Ram, Rahul Gandhi asked him to chant it one more time. After Sagar chanted, Gandhi asked him to chant it one more time again. While other MPs who confronted the chants included AAP MP Bhagwat Mann and Azam Khan and Shafiqur Rahman Barq of the Samajwadi Party, besides the members from West Bengal where the BJP and Mamata Banerjee's TMC waged on acrimonious battle in the April-May general election. Now, Barq caused a stir when he said that Vande Mataram was against Islam and chose to say Constitution Zindabad instead. This led to the treasury benches asking for his apology, because, you know, Constitution is not the most supreme thing for them. "I think the love reserved for me is more than what you have for Prime Minister Modi," is how Abhishek, the nephew of Mamata Banerjee, shot back when he was heckled. Kalyan Banerjee recited the Shandhi Path, a mantra usually recited during Durga Puja in West Bengal, and ended it with Jai Hind and Jai Bangla. Now, is this what you call one nation? At least the oath-taking ceremony now deserves to be just called swearing in. Well, I, for one, never believed in Modi's hollow words. He said he wants to take everyone along, but with this kind of bullying and heckling of the opposition, does he really think anyone would want to give him company? Now, leaders of many opposition parties are likely to skip the meeting called by Modi to discuss one nation, one election proposal. This includes DMK President Stalin, Trinamool Chief Mamata Banerjee, Telugu Desam Party and Chandrababu Naidu, and NCP leader Sharad Pawar. Now, Congress is to take a final call today. The left parties will be attending Mr. Modi's meeting and oppose the idea, arguing that it circumvents the accountability of the legislature, enhances the role of the governor, and increases the scope for central intervention. Ms. Banerjee said the parties had been given too little time to respond. And from too little time, we come to too little water. This is the handful of story that I was talking about, and it's time that you know the challenge Chennai is facing. No, it's not the Hindi or North Indian onslaught, but water shortage. And like all state governments, BJP's puppet, AIADMK, is also in denial mode, this time saying that water shortage is a hype created by media. A searing heat and no water. That is the current story of Chennai, as the Tamil Nadu capital is facing a 40% cut in piped water supply as the city's four reservoirs have turned absolutely dry. With barely enough water to drink, for many, bathing or washing clothes is out of the question, leading to fears of illnesses and disease. The Chennai Metro Water has cut pipe water supply by 40%. City requires 800 million litres of water every day, but the agency supplies only 525 million litres. Residents are also queuing up with their plastic pots at community wells, where a lottery system decides who gets to draw water from the dark depths. But the longest queues are the ones in front of water tankers or the thanni lorries that have become a permanent fixture of life in Chennai. Now, across Chennai, private water tankers are charging exorbitant rates to supply water to residences that have also used up their borewell supplies. And it's not like you pay and you get the water right away, or maybe tomorrow or the day after. Some news stories say the delivery date is as long as 25 days from the day of payment. Probably longer than the time it takes AliExpress to deliver one product from one part of the world to your home. Now, the Madras High Court criticized the Tamil Nadu state government led by the AIADMK for serious mismanagement of water resources in Tamil Nadu. The court said that Tamil Nadu's water scarcity did not happen in a day and that the government knew very well that this was coming. Knowing this, zero water management efforts were taken by the government, the judges added. That's from the India's news. And now for a quick roundup of international news, where there were lots of shaking from China to Japan, but that was the earth and not the leader. Unlike Germany, where Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel, who dismissed concerns about her health after visibly trembling at an official ceremony yesterday, saying she was just a bit dehydrated in the heat. Merkel appeared unsteady and was shaking as she stood in the midday sun next to visiting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, whom she was welcoming to her office building with military honours. Now, speaking of dehydration, permafrost at outposts in the Canadian Arctic is thawing 70 years earlier than predicted. An expedition has discovered in the latest sign that the global climate crisis is accelerating even faster than scientists had feared. And while we are on dehydration, one way to get there is through your cocktail. Or should we call this Dotail? Well, since we are in Canada, ever heard of Sarto cocktail? Well, neither had I, nor did Nick Griffith, the 47-year-old ultra-marathoner from Britain who was looking to put his black toe to good use. When he discovered about Dawson City's downtown hotel and the Sarto cocktail that they've